The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Thursday, the 28th of May. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, the former Ryder Cup captain Paul McGinley says crowds are not the only consideration when it comes to the Ryder Cup taking place this year or not. The matches between Europe and the USA are scheduled for Wisconsin at the end of September. World number one Rory McIlroy said he thought the Ryder Cup should be postponed until 2021 because the event is not the same without fans. But fellow Irishman McGinley says there are many factors at play.
Rory's not taking all things into consideration with those remarks. We are in an incredibly unique situation here at the moment, and there's a lot of financial considerations involved as well as everything else. So it's too early to jump to any conclusion at the moment. It's not just a playing in front of the crowd.
Republic of Ireland boss Stephen Kenny has made a further addition to his backroom team. Rory Higgins has left Dundalk, where he was assistant manager, to become chief scout and opposition analyst under Kenny. Players and staff from Dundalk, Shamrock Rovers, Bohemians and Derry City will undergo another round of COVID-19 testing on Monday. All results from the first round of screening for the European qualified clubs were negative. The Premier League are to meet today to pore over the latest plans as to how and when to complete their current season. Project Restart may have a start date of June the 19th or 20th, with the season set to be wrapped up within 6 weeks. There were only 4 fresh positive tests for COVID-19 from the 1,008 conducted in the latest batch. Watford skipper Troy Deeney, who had expressed concerns over the potential return to play, will resume training. Clubs such as Liverpool and Tottenham Hotspur are believed to be opposed to a rebate to broadcasters, but the rebate of over €300 million is still expected to be paid. A window between August the 22nd and September the 12th could be in play now for next season to resume. The GAA are waiting on a roadmap from their COVID-19 advisory group before deciding whether facilities can open sooner than July the 20th. The association are also hopeful a solution may be found for the cool camps for children to take place this year. World Rugby have rejected a proposal by the former English Rugby Football Union boss Francis Barron for a World Cup-style tournament to take place in Ireland and the UK next year. It means the British and Irish Lions Tour of South Africa will remain the showpiece event of next summer. A budget cap is to come into Formula 1, limiting spending to $145 million from next year. All teams have agreed upon the measure. And coming up on OTB AM and OTB Sports Radio and the Go Loud app with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan today, we're hearing from Stephen McGuinness from the PFAI, and the IRFU boss Philip Brown will be joining Keith Wood and Ger on the State of the Union. Then tonight, John Giles will pick his Wales 11 and Ken Doherty and Richard Cooper will talk snooker. That's your OTB Brief for this morning. I'm John Duggan. Please stay safe. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.